Abby, quieten down. There you go, girl. Silly bugger. What are you shouting at? Oh, thanks, mate. Much appreciated. You have a good day. Busy here today. Farmer's market. Pulls in the crowds. Ivy, stop it. Sorry, love. She don't like kids being rough with her, but she don't mean it. All bark, no bite. Ain't you, sweetheart? It's not her bloody fault anyway. Your bloody brat scared her more than she scared you. There you go, girl. All tucked in. Safe and sound. You like this spot, don't you? Next to the fancy cake shop. Patsy Valerie. Especially when people come out and feed you bits of cake and ham sarnies. Except when it got mustard in them. Makes you sneeze, don't it, girl? Excuse me, can you spare? Hey, mate, you got a couple of... Nah. You can't hear me, can you? Not like Angry John standing on the cross shouting, "And the Lord shall rain down fury and vengeance on the rich." Yeah, like that's ever gonna happen. Fuck. Why do you all look so miserable when I'm the one with my arse on the pavement? And do you want to know why I'm here, do you? Nah, didn't think so. I'll just say, hold your loved ones close to you, because things can fall apart so easy, and words spoken in anger... Fuck, sounds like I'm going to start singing my way, don't it? But yeah, regrets, I've had more than a few. Some things get broken and can't be fixed. I know that's what you want for me, to be picked up and mended and taken off the streets. Bad for business, me. Better off for everyone if you can stick me in a shelter and find me a crappy job. I do get asked what I want sometimes. Can I buy you a coffee, mate? Do you want a sarnie? Can I give you something for the dog? Nice questions, well-meaning people, but never the real questions. What do you want? What makes you happy? Or the big one, where do you call home? Good question. Home is where the heart is, and I came here for love. Followed her to your fair city, but she didn't play fair. If I tried to tell you my story, would you listen? 'Cause me, I'm fascinated in your stories. I sit and watch you all day, rushing about buying crap that you probably don't need and looking dissatisfied with everything you've got. I'd have thought seeing someone like me would make you feel better about your lives. But perhaps I scare you. Perhaps you know how close you are to being in my shoes. But don't think I've got nothing. I've got your city. I get it all to myself. At night, you go down the quays to the shiny new bars and restaurants. And once the city pubs have emptied out, the streets of town are ours. Me and Ivy, we go to the cross and... I don't know if I should tell you. I don't know if I can trust you with our little secret. Well, all right. If you promise not to tell, I'll show you what you don't see. You lot who are too scared to come into town at night. While you're home tucked up in your beds, me and Ivy, we sit at the cross and watch the hustle and bustle of shadows as the once citizens of Gloucester come out to relive the lives they don't know they've lost. Look there on Southgate Street. See that gang of blokes grumbling outside the old bell? They don't know anything about the fancy restaurant where you lot cook your dinner on hot black rocks. They just remember when the assizes were held there and their sentences were handed down. Unjustly, they'd tell you if you just listened to them. All right, fellas, how's it hanging? Yeah, I know that's in poor taste, but I can't help myself. Turn west. You might catch a glimpse of that poor cow who hanged herself in Pound Stretcher. Not because she couldn't work out the pricing structure. It's a pound, love. Yeah, and that's a pound. Everything's a bloody pound, you batty old dear. Now, they're among the plastic crap made by people for who a pound would be a bloody fortune. There you'll see the woman in Victorian clothes who thinks she's still in the Theatre Royal. She doesn't know she's haunting a city that's turned all the theatres into shops. What were you thinking? But then, maybe she does know. Maybe that's why she pushes over shelves of cheap crap. Maybe she's an actress desperately looking for the stage. What's the show tonight, love? Same as usual, the lady vanishes. And then she does. Turn north. Oh, well, actually, no, don't go down Northgate Street, because the new inn's got a poltergeist and you might get glassed by it. Ivy won't go near the place, will you, girl? Don't know if it's pilgrims on their way to the cathedral, frowning on drinkers, or just some little kids that came to a sorry end there. But the landlord's dog won't go in the bar since his bowl got turned over by some ghostly apparition. Must be pretty scary, because Ivy don't spook easily, do you, girl? She loves chasing the floating lights that meet at the cross. Go on, girl. Go catch them. Look at her, fucking nutter. Chasing ghosts from so long ago they can't remember who or what they were or why they're still here. They're not even forms anymore, just glowing wisps of energy that make a great game of catch for a street dog with no other toys. And me? I like watching the soldiers on Eastgate Street. Romans and roundheads swapping stories of battle tactics. Up the revolution, lads. Those walls are never going to fall. Nah. They'll just sink beneath the shops and be covered by glass and railings where kids meet up in the daytime to share a vape before going off for a Mackie D and fries, not even noticing the outlines under their feet that show where medieval shops and houses once stood. There are stories everywhere. You just have to open your eyes to see them. But before you come back onto my streets, before your city wakes, while the dark still keeps you away, I hear the monks from the ruins of Greyfriars and Blackfriars chanting their plain song. Blokes whose lives weren't any comfier than mine, making the most beautiful music that echoes around the deserted streets. That's when I dance for the pretty girl who left your world a couple of years ago. She whirls around the bench she built in her memory, outside the shop where she... You all know that story. She has the sweetest smile, until the light fades from her eyes when morning comes, when the ghosts fade away and the city begins to wake. Then I think of my sisters. They used to love to dance before... No, there's no going back. There is nothing and no one for me to go back to. So now you see why I can't leave these streets. Even if my being here is a bother for you, these streets, they belong to me and I belong to them. I can't go back home because I am home. I do sometimes dream of having a place where I could take my shoes and socks off, somewhere I'd be safe. But now you know what I'd miss about these streets. And if I did go, would you miss me? Would you even notice if I wasn't here one day? You'd notice if Angry John wasn't ranting, and Satan will bring his fiery angels of wrath. But you don't notice the quiet ones like me and Ivy. We're the ones who slip through the cracks. I'll move on if I have to. But I like it here. The people of Gloucester are okay. Not like Cheltenham, where I spoil the look of the promenade, and not like Stroud, where, well, it's Stroud. Gloucester's an honest city, full of stories and characters, and I get angry when people put it down. I sometimes think you don't see the beauty in your own city. You don't see the past that's literally all around you, and you don't see the future that you could make of this place if you just had a bit of faith. But mostly you don't see the now. You're too busy looking at what Cheltenham's got or remembering how it used to be better in the olden days. Stop and look for a while. Sit with me on the cross in the daytime. People watch, and you'll see the folks who've come here, who've chosen this as their home. People from all over the world just trying to make lives for themselves. Some of them you welcome, especially if they're any good at rugby, and some of them you're not too sure about, and I get that. But a city needs to grow and change. You can't just live with the ghosts. Like it or not, you need us incomers. Okay, maybe not me, but the others, the ones who try to hide their accents now. And I know some of you wish you'd never been asked that question. I see the way you look at each other, sizing each other up, wondering which camp you're in. 58% out don't sound all that welcoming for an outsider. And me, I'm one of them. People who came here to build a new life. We chose your city, and we just want to be Gloucester citizens like you. So speak to me or step over me. I won't move on if I can help it. I like it here. Here, I'm the master of my fate. Here, I'm the captain of my soul.